August 26, Shiur with Rabbi Aaron Salvager.
My name is Mamo. So, the Sukkot is higher than Mamo, then it's possible. You know, I'll explain why it's possible. Whether it's because it's not Nikia, you cannot see readily the Schach when you look up, if it's so high, or because if it's higher than Mamo, so then there is a tzeil resulting from the tfamis, not from the Schach. If it's higher than the Mamo, then it requires, in order to exist even temporarily, a foundation shall grow, and Sukkah has to be the Rasal. So, I mean, whatever the times, but that's the other one. Sukkah should be real in my own best, the Mamo Psu. We review the Mach, even though it's a higher Mesema. That's one. We shall in the Vaya so Troy, another Awohe, that if the Sukkah is more than 10 Troy, so then it's not kosher. It's not kosher. The second, then a third, Vishayim lo shomish dafnes, because the halacha is shtayim kiel choson u'shlishis apilotech. That's the rabbon of Rashi's, because there is a machlekes according to Rashi's. So we have to have three mechitzes gmuras and revi'i stefach. The rabbon of Beis now, and the rabbonim say shtayim kiel choson u'shlishis apilotech. Why? Because the Torah says, mentions by three times. Twice it is mentioned basukes without a vov after the chov. So, and once it is mentioned basukes with the vov. Now the question is, the machlekes between Rabbanan and Rav Shimon is whether yeshem le maseres or yeshem le mikro, whether we emphasize the ksiv or the kri. So the Rabbanan say yeshem le maseres. Now, since in two psukim it's without the vov, so it's basukas, Rosh Yochid, not Rosh Rabbi. But in the pasuk where it's written with the vov, so it's Rosh Rabbi. So the basukes with the vov implies two sukkis. And basukes without the vov is like basukas, if we say the Shem Maseret. So basukes, harei kanarba, according to Rabbi. So Dal Havle Gutra. So one pasuk has to be applied for the etzem din of Suki. And then Poshe Lot Lote, Shtayim Kil Choso, Viosi Hil Chese, Vigorato Vishlishis, Vigmatevach, and Rav Shimon Sobal Yeshim Mikro. So Mele, since the Kli is in each pasuk of Sukkois Rosh Rabbi, so it's three times Basukeis, and each Basukeis is two. So it's six. So one has to be applied to the etzem din. Mimele, so we have, so it don't have poshle arba, shorish kil choson, but as so you can say, go out of your bees, they crack it. Anyway, you pass like the rabbon of the shimet. So Mimele, we need three tfani, mechitzes, tfani mure, and tfani mure, and the fourth event can even be eaten. So, Vishachamsa Meruba Mitzil Sapsu. So the Mishnah mentions four separate halachas. One thing is that if the Sikra is taller than the Eslim Amor, so it's possible. A second thing is that if it's lower than 10 Tvachim, it's possible. A third thing is that if it doesn't have at least three Tvanis, Gmurais, so it's possible. And a fourth thing is that if it's Chamsa Meruba Mitzil, so it is possible. So four dinim we have in this mission. Let's see the Rashi. Sukkah review the Rashi. Bigmore miforesh buktai. Vishem bigvei asoro bigmore miforesh tai. Shomish paneis name bigmore yalutlof. Yalutlof. Now Vishem, that's because they shame the Maseres. So that's why, so we learn out that they are three tvanis, mures. And the fourth one, so the halacha tells us that one tefach is enough. Mishachamso meruba mitzilso. Hamu'ed botel birob. Va'areyu kimisheile. Va'al shema schach kruyosu. Now, this Rashi. Valjean Nassar Kuyos Usuko is very important. Here Rashi emphasizes the fact that Suke is has reference to Schach. Now it's Kvanim are not called Suke, but suppose you just put up Schach without Kvanis, so it's no good. But in other words, Tvanim are Miyakim in Suke, but the Shem Suke consists of Schach. In other words, all the Psumim that there are in Suke apply only to Schach. So we have Yalfuses, that what is wrong for Schach, what is not wrong for Schach, as it were points out that we pay some talent, lost the home, go the home, yik the home. We say this, we give a miyekibakos in the dark way. So in other words, you learn out from Psilis Gordechov, Yekvechov, that it has to be Gidurikarke, just as Giram Yekev is Gidurikarke, and it has to be Doboratolish, and it has to be, it should be Doboshev in Kabutume. But if it is Doboram Kabutume, or if it is Mechuber to the Karka, so then it's possible for Slach. So all the Psumi in Suke apply only to Slach. Because Al Shem Hasrach called it Suke. Tvanis does not have a Halishem Suke. It's Miyakim in the Suke. If you don't have Tvanis, so it's not a good Suke. But the Shem Suke is Halam Hasrach. And all the Psuri of Suke apply only to Srach, not to Tvanis. In other words, Tvanis can be made out of anything. It doesn't have to be that of wood that is really carved. It can be made out of iron too. Because there are no psuim, as a matter of fact, the Rosh Hashanah here, that base of an Aleph and the Babel, Omele Abaya Lomato, also Michitzi Shel Barzel, Visiche Chal Gabon, Ochenamel HaMesuke, Big Mion. Is it of a portion? It is self-evident that even if the Michitzes consist of steel, so it's still a good suke. Why? But steel is in Kabutune, steel is not in Kalke. The answer is, there are no psuim in regard to Tvanis. Because Al Shem Asrach Kol Yisuke, Tvanis Am Yakev Yisuke, but the Shem Suke is Chalal Asrach. It's Miyakev, Tvanis Am Yakev. This is what Rashi means. Now, there is in Gemara Daf Zayin on the base, right after the first two dots, Bishachamsa Meruga Mitzil Sopsu. So the Gemara says, Tone Rabbanan. So Hamso Machmas Sichuch Vilui Machmas Tvanis. Reb Yashe Omer Ach Machmas Tvanis. So the Rabbonim say that the halacha that it has to be tzilus on Yeruba Mechamso. But if there is more sunlight, sun, then shade, so then it's possible. So it's only true if the Hamso is Yeruba Mechamso on account of the small quantity of the relative. Small quantity of schach. So, in other words, you put down so little schach that there is more sunshine than shade. But suppose you cover it with schach very heavy. But in the tvanis, there are such vacant spaces. After all, there's a lot of love. So, in other words, if you put one kame and then less than 3 tvachim put up another kame and another kame, so, and no matter how thin. The konim are as long as each konim is less than 3 tvachim removed from the other konim, so it's all right. But suppose you set up the tvanis or the konim that are removed from each other for the halacha of lovut by less than 3 tvachim, so it's kosher tvanis. It's kosher tvanis. But on account of the fact that you don't have the solid wall, you know. So there is more sunshine than shade. So if such a suke shade or not, so the rabbanon say chamso machmasichu, we won't machmas tvanis. When do we say that chamso meruba mitzil so is possible? If it's chamso meruba mitzil, if the chamso meruba mitzil so is attributable to the diminution of the sichu. In other words, you covered it very lightly, not heavily, so lightly. That there is more sunshine than shade. But suppose you cover it with schach very heavily, but on account of the pirtzes in the tvanis, because You set up the plannings of the coming for the aloha of Lobut that were removed, one coming from the other by less than 3 tvachim. So in Melee, there is so much sun coming in through the vacant spaces that as a result, there is more sunshine in the suke than shade. So then it's all right. Because here, the Hamsa Meruba Mitzilso is attributable not to a diminution in the Sach, but it's attributable to a diminution in the funds. This is what Rabban said. Hamsa Machmasichu, Viroi Machmasmanis, Rabbi Yashi Meir of Machmasmanis. Rabbi Yashi says that even if the Hamsa Meruba Mitzilso is attributable to a diminution in the funds, so it's also possible. It's also possible. Now, Omar Rabbi Yehima, Varshaume, Mishmei Dabai, my time with Rabbi Yashe, Dirsi, Visakei, Soa, Oreines, Oreches, Poreches, Lechitze, Vikokar, Yerach, Mones, Roche, Aume, Lechitze, Kisrachbi. So, Rabbi Yashe deduces it from the Possum. Visakei, Soa, Oreines, Oreches, and Poreches was like a baby. It wasn't a cover, it was like a David. And still the Torah employs the expression Isakinso. So that means, that implies that even the David has a Halim Shem Schach. So in Mele, if it has a Halim Shem Schach, so in Mele, if it is Hamsom Ruben Mitzulso, as a result of the David, of a diminution in the David, so there it is possible. This is what Rabbi Yashi says. Now, the question is, we don't pass like Rabbi Yashi. We pass like Rabbon. Now, but according to Rabbi Yashi, so even the poreches, even the families that we share, which are mechitzes, are called tzach. So, does it mean that according to Rabbi Yashi, all the psul, that the Torah mentions in connection with tzach, let's say that if it's a dover of kabutume, so it's possible tzach, if it is a degree college, it's possible to schach. If it's mechuber, it's possible to schach. You cannot just stretch out a branch of a tree that is not detached from the ground over the sukkah, because it's mechuber. It's mechuber. Does it mean that all these things cannot be used as David for sukkah also? Or, according to Rabbi Yashi, or Rabbi Yashi only applies this deed Ligabe Hamsom Ruben Mitzilso, but not Ligabe Nagar Sukh. So, the Mordechai in Sukhe, on the first page, mentions in the name of the Rabbi Yor, that the Rabbi Yor says in Yochanan, that according to Rabbi Yashi, that Alme Mechitze Kisrach Binino, is Poriches Mechitze Bilokar Yerachmon Eschoche, so all the Psulim that apply to Schach, like Dover Kabutume, in the Dover Nakarke, and the Chuber apply to Tfanis also. So according to Rabbi Yashi, you cannot use as a suke a house walls that are made of steel. You cannot do it. Because just as steel cannot be used for schach, it's Dover Kabutume, it's not the way in Oret. So Tfanis also have to be made out of something that is doing the Oretz, and it's not the Kabutum. And this is what the Mordechai says in the name of Rabbi. Now, do all the report, we don't pass like Rabbi Yashi. We pass like Rabbi. How, but, is it true that according to Rabbi Yashi, so all the Tzumim that apply to Schach, apply to Fandis also, so the Rabbi says, how about these things? Now turn to the Gemara in Abzayim of Beis. The Abzayim of Beis. The Gemara, don't know, Hamso Machmasir, the Roy Machmasvan, Rav Yashio Ma'arav Machmasvan. So, Omer Avim of Ashaomer, Mishmei Davaye, my time with Rav Yashio, Nirsi Bisakei, Salor, and Saparechez, Porechez, Lechitze, Lekarkoi, Rachmones, Rachmones, Roche, Alme Mechitze, Kisravi. So, this says, Mechitze, Dibra Masv, Mechitzi, Vikar, Rachon, Eschoch. The third day says, Mihod in Abdelon, Mechitzi, Lilo, Mibasukits, Vikar, Rachon, Eschoch, Loimote Dosh, Vihosom, Vidashino, Nel, Mimsu, Viteda, Vikule, Meide, You will lead only Chitzes, Selev, Galen, the Yekin. Now, what's the Pshat in this case? So, if you turn to the Marshal and to the Marshal, on this case, you will see that there is a machlekes between the Marshal and the Marshal as to the Pshat in this case. Mashal, and Tapsayim, Tay says, we were a master in Chit. We take that the Kulamay. So Tay says, he's in Washington. We take that the Kulamay. The Dino and Chit says, say, let's hear me. The Shabbat is when Tay says the Kulamay, everybody agrees. Whom does he mean? Everybody. He means all the Chachomim, other than Rabbi Yashe, or he means Kulamay, even Rabbi Yashe. Because after all, we have the Machlekes between Rabbon and Rav Shimon as to whether we require two mechitzes moras, and one mechitze after the tefach, or we require three mechitzes moras and one mechitze after the tefach. So according to Rabbon, we require three mechitzes, but one mechitze does not have to be mechitze moras, just a few tefach. The other two have two mechitzes moras. According to Rav Shimon, you require four mechitzes, but the fourth mechitze does not have to be mechitzes moras. So the both deduce it from basukis, basukis, basukis. But Rabbanon say the shem maseres. So in other words, basukas, basukas, and basukes. So it's four together. And according to Rav Shimon, it's shem mitcho. So it's basukis, basukis, basukis. So it's six altogether. But both deduce it, Rabbanon and Rav Shimon, from basukis. So maybe when Tayshev says, we take that, the Kula made the Rebino in Chitzes, say what's here in the Yege. So he means Kula made the Ben Rabon and Ben Rashina. He doesn't mean Kula made the Ibn Rabi Yashin. But perhaps the Pshat in Tayshev says, we take that, the Kula made the means everybody, including Rabi Yashin. If the Pshat in Tayshev says, we take that, the Kula made the, he means all the Tanoim, other than Rabi Yashin, whether it's Rabon and Rabi Shina, whether we require Shkai Kilchosom. Or Sholish Kilchos. So, but it doesn't mean Rabbi Yashe, so that means according to Rabbi Yashe in the Haname. So, the absolute Melechit, the absolute Melechit is, the absolute Melechit. So then, Tesis, she thinks like Rabbi Yo. But if the Pshat in Tesis is, the day that the Kula Meide, the Rabino Melechit is, he means even Rabbi Yashe, then Tesis is Chelik and Rabbi Yo. So at that point, there is a Machlekes between the Marshal and the Marshal. Let's see the Marshal. Nicht der Bizar. Mir will ich kommen dann neue doch. Wort. Aber wie die doch jo hat die Gitze kleine Schara. Die kommen auf die Leute und die sehen wir hier die Ecke. Wir wollen ja mit die Schara. We got with the Schara. Na gut, so der war Chance. That when they say says kommen dann neue doch. So this is this reference not only kommen dann neue Rabon und Rabshime. But in Rabiash. So even Rabbi Yashe is made it, that there are no psalmi, no limitations upon the fitness of Tvanis. Tvanis, anything can constitute a danger. Whether it is the Kavutume, not the Kavutume, Gidule Karake, not Gidule Karake, Mechubah, not Mechubah, there are no limitations upon Tvanis. In other words, even according to Rabbi Yashe. So that means that according to Mashal's Pshat, takes with his credit and Rabbi Yo. The Rabbi Yo says that according to Rabbi Yashe. So just as the Torah calls the Tvanis Chach Ligabi Chamsom Yehuba Mitzilson. So the Torah according to Rabbi Yashe. So Tvanis Erechalishem Schach in regard to all Psurim that are applicable to Schach. Case where she thinks that if Rabbi Yashe is made that in regard to all the Psurim that are mentioned by Schach, so they apply only to Schach and not to Tvanis. But only in regard to Chamsom Yehuba Mitzilson. This is the Mashal. Let's see how the Mashal explains the Tesis. Let's see how the Mashal explains the Tesis. I am Mashal, with both Chuki, Mitzadatzmo, Veil Hamilton, in the head because of Amordechai, Mishim Rabio, in Rav Yashem, Namibino, in Chitzes, Sailors here in the Eke, Kisra, אבל בין דבריהם, כל המידה, היו כל התנאי דוריו, הנים חבורו, הם רבשים את, דנקטרו, מחיצס ובסוקץ, ואלה ישם במסעי נעס, ישם במיטחו, ובואו, בואו סצר תנאי, ובואו ישרבונו, לא רבשים את, and the Antanoim were agreed with Rabshimen too. They all deduce from Basukis. So they all agree that they are not suing by Mechitzes. Only by Sach, he says. So there is a machlokes, the Rabbi Yoshite certainly is, that according to Rabbi Yashi, that the Mechitze, they can have a chalei shen schach, legabe chamsot from Mitzil, so all the psulim that are applicable to schach are applicable to Tvanis. So you have to be very choosy about Tvanis according to Rabbi Yashi. You cannot. You're only that which is wrong with schach is wrong with Tvanis. That's the Rabbi Yoshite. What is Teisvashi? One second. What is Teisvashi? Teisvashi is that, so the machlit is between the Marshal and Marshal. According to the Marshal, Teisvashi is not Chilik and Rabio. According to the Marshal, Teisvashi is Chilik and Rabio. Now, so that means, according to the Rabio, so according to Rabbi Yashi, you cannot use something that is becoming tumor or something that is not even a karate, let's say, steel, for tvanis. So, how do we use, all kinds of tvanis? So, the simple answer is, we don't pass like Rabbi Yashi, or the Mishen we pass like Rabbon of Rabbi Yashi, from the two, the Mechaber, the Ramor, or the Mishen we pass like Rabbon of Rabbi Yashi. However, there is one Shikas Mishen that passes like Rabbi Yashi. There is one Shinas HaMishenu that passes like Rabbi Yashi. And that is mentioned by the Agoy Soshre and the Osh in the first period of Sukkot. Now, the Ramon is Archimedes here in Shkolov, the Ramon doesn't mention that, there's a one. But in Archimedes, in Simon of Pesh Lamed, so he mentions it. Simon of Pesh Lamed, in Archimedes. So he said, because the two says as follows. Koladvorim apsulim in psulim el nisach. Abul kulam kshirim with vanis. She tvanis kshirim kodor. There are no limitations and the thickness of tvanis. Everything is kosher for tvanis. Vapilu chamse yirubo mitzilse. Uvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvv Because of Aran, I will be Dogo Sharihi Ra, also asks me that one. Moishi is Achim. In other words, there is one psalm that applies to Schach and it applies to Panzos. That's the psalm, something that produces a bad odor, cannot be used for Schach. So that psalm applies to Panzos, or because why is it possible? Not because of a suing say, because if there is a very bad odor, so it's not only dinner. So what difference does it make why there is a bad odor? Whether the bad odor results from the schach or the bad odor results from the funnels. The net result is the same. It's not. It's impossible to stay there. Binirali do adin domoshen is yabish del zayin. The mishoyer eishio mechitzis. Because another psalm is shy. In other words, if it dried up, if it withered, and because of that, so it's destined to fly away before the expiration of the 7 days. So that applies in the Tzvanis. So even before it flies away, but since it's not whole arm, it's called Shibo, so it's possible. Again, for the same reason, because then it's no dealer. If it's not whole, Lamit Kol Shivo, so it's not even a derasar. Suki is a derasar. But it has to be a dealer. A derasar. But if it's not whole, Lamit Kol Shivo, it's not even a derasar. Umashe Kosa. The whole Advorim Absumim El Isachim, Kach Mashma Beyondez Nisuki. V'chein Kosko Apeskim Stok. Abo Erzuhu Akosa. Dehaine Dabke Dvorim Apeskim in the Rabbonim. Aber wurde im Apesel in der Reis, kein Dober am Kabel Tume, und ich in die Dure in der Ohre, Postel ab mit Wanz. Wir kennen Meißel und Hossam in Jerusalem. Na, Jerusalem says that in regard to that Postel, that Rabbi Yash, from which Rabbi Yash produces, as a matter of fact, that Jerusalem is Yashma, like Rabbi Yor, not like cases according to the Marshal's chat. So the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yashe says Visakis or is a pareches for reches mechitze v'tokai rachmones hoche al b'nitzchiche kishach b'inom. So Yerushalmi says mimele you cannot be used as a deifen something that is not old for some. So the cross says, the Yerushalmi says it, I'll leave the Rabbi Yashe, but we don't pass like Rabbi Yashe. Anyway, according to the cross pshat in Yerushalmi, so the Yerushalmi spells out the deen that the Rabbi Yashe says. So that's a kashe, that will present the kashe against the Marshal's pshat in the Israel. So I mean, the Yerushalmi, and even if we say like there's a glass, so it means that we pass through like Rabbi Yashe. But if according to Rabbi Yashe, there are no limitations and funds. The only limitation is in regard to Hamsam Rumi Tzilzor. So how can we pass through like that? So from the Yerushalmi, it appears like Rabbi Yo, not like the Rashal's Pshat. Alright. Now then, so that means, well, the Shita of the Ozua is the Shita Tzilzor. It's a shita siyochi, it's a shita tchul. I mean, no one of the poskim is chesish for the shita of the Azura, because who worries about families that it should be something that is doing karke? I mean, we make out of everything we make families. And all kinds of sukkahs. All kinds of sukkahs we make. Sukkahs made out of steel, and I'm sure that in Eretz Yisrael they have sukkahs that are a regular room, and it's made out of steel, except that there is a wing that opens up, and then we put down stuff. So we're not facing for the shikha of the Azul. However, the Bira Kor in Simen Tov Reish Lamed, so he says that lechatchile, we should not make tfanis out of something that is possible is hach. Let's say, to make the tfanis exclusively out of steel, lechatchile we should do. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch, the Chaber in Siman Tov Chesh Chofes, Siv Zayin, says as follows. Yesh li istapik, imuta lo niach sulo, al agar, a leather, ke lo yisachich al gar. A leather is made out of wood, wood is hidu lekaj, but the sulo is the kavitum. It's the kavitum. It's the tumas medres, it's the kavitum and the radix in the sulo. Even though it has no biskibu, the sulo, but still it's the kavitum. So certainly you cannot use a sumo or eschach. A leather, eschach you cannot use. With rice you cannot use. So I'm coming to it. The question is, when the Chava says it's a sotik, as to whether you can use a sumo as a mine. Let's say, suppose you want to put a sumo across the width of the suke, and on top of the sumo you'll put kani. You put kani, you'll put the mustis. So the Mechaber says, that it is off. Whether Dovo, that is not all this hack, Dovo Kavutume, so can be used as a mining for this hack. That's on the Hatila, the Abed of course, it cannot be possible. So the Mechaber says so. So the Ramos says, Vimoche, Eyo Isaka, Vaku, Liach, Lamichi, Alasmach, Larziki, Osef, Viho, Viho Adi, Viho Kri, Amikavutume, Kinsapso, Vikise, Shemikavli, Tumas Metis. So, all the Nesikim point out that whereas the Mechaber says Yeshua is topic, he's not sure, but the Ramo is not a topic, it's a bada. That Mechatrila, it's also to use something that is not only Schach as a mind. And the Ramo adds an additional point, in other words, because as far as the Mechaber is concerned, we could say, you know, there are two kinds of money. There is one money, let's say, if you put a sewer. Let's say you have a suke here, you have one wall here, and then you have another wall here, and then you put a leather, and then on top of the leather you put the bushes. So that is the kind of mining beneath the sky. Then sometimes, you know, you are afraid that the wind might blow away, you know, might blow away the sky. So you want to put a solo on top of the sky. Not beneath the sky, but on top of the sky. So one could argue, not that it's reasonable that way, but one could argue that when is it also lechatchila to use something that is possible for schach as a mining, as the mining beneath the schach, because that is the real support of the schach. But as a mining on top of the schach, it's not so much of a mining, you see. So let's say, if you use the leather across the width of the sukkah, so it's indispensable for the putting down the schach. You just couldn't even put down the schach unless you have big sticks. But otherwise, if you have small pieces of schach, so without that money, you couldn't even put down the schach. So this is a maximum money. But when you put a leather on top of the schach, so even without that, it will stay. But you anticipate maybe wind tomorrow will blow away some of the schach. And then a wind the next day will blow away more schach. So it's not a maximum mining. I would call it a minimum mining. It's not a real mining. So one could argue, lechatchila, you cannot use something that is possible for schach as a maximum mining, as a mining beneath the schach. But as a mining on top of the schach that he has, so the Ramo says, v'lochel v'zach echolot, v'apilu lo niach l'aschach l'harziki osa. Lois me boy, that it's also to use that as the mind beneath the schach, but even to hold it on top of the schach is also osa. And not the Jerusalem, but the Jerusalem. The Mechaber has a son, but only this came in point out. But according to Ramo, is the Jerusalem that the Chachila you're not allowed to use something that is possible for schach as a mind. So I was next to Allah. The only thing that is good about Hatkhile is to use something that is not always hard as a mind with the mind. Let's say, suppose you want to use kami, sleds, you want to use as a mind. As a mind. And let's say the sleds are not. Are not down for him wide, but You are praying that the wind might throw off the sled. So you take the nail and you knock in the sled into the walls of the city. So then the nail, that is all I want. Why? Because this is a minute in my mind. Because the nail is minding the sled. And the sled is minding the scarf. So minding is mutal hatchila also. But minding is also hatchila. So the goal, Simon Topfish Lamed, he says, of course, he rejects the shite of the reservoir. He says the Yerushalmi says it only with Rabbi Yashe, but we don't task me like Rabbi Yashe. And according to the Gospel, say the Yerushalmi spells it out with so many words. That only a little bit of Yashe, it is possible, but not according to Rabbi Yashe. So everything is kosher for families, as kosher for families. But the Gemara says, at the beginning of Siman Tov Reish Lamed, we should not use as families something that is possible for Sachen Reis. In other words, let's say, families made out of steel. Why? Because if you use families made out of steel, so the David, the families themselves are the mamidim of the schar, and we have you're not allowed, so the suki will not be possible. But we have chil, you shouldn't do it. Because whatever does it make, whether the mamid consists in putting a ladder across the weight of the suki, or you don't put a ladder across the weight. So you put, let's say, the bamboo sticks and the tvanis. But the tvanis are made out of steel. So the steel is the mining of the bamboo sticks. So the chatchila should not be done. Unless, because it, unless you say you make the walls completely out of steel. But then you put at each corner, the four corners, you put a yosef of wood. So and then you put one yosef at this corner, one yosef at this corner of wood, one yosef at this corner, at this corner. And then you have four solid walls made out of steel. So then it's all right in the chatchila. Why? Because if you damage the steel walls, so the yosefis, they can themselves, the poles, will support the schar. But if you don't have any kundesi on the four corners, and only have just the four walls of bazel, so then the chatchila it shouldn't be done. And according to the Torah, when the Gemara says, Om la bayel ma'ato, also chitishol ba'alto, v'sichal gavol hanamu la'avesuke. So first of all, there is no kasher, because here the Gemara discusses whether it's kosher to have it or not, not whether it's the proper thing with chatchila. But it could be all right in the chatchila, as long as in addition to the chitishol ba'alto, at the four corners, you set up four kundisi, four poles made out of wood, and that is kosher misachavei. So we may even without the solid walls out of steel. So the schach would hold because of the four kundisi. But otherwise, so the Gemara says that lechatchila, if you don't have four kundisi in the corners to support the schach, so lechatchila you should not. Now on this Rashi, v'shechamso meruba mitzilso. So Rashi says, Hamuel botu birov, v'arim kibishayim, v'alshim aschach kuyosu. All right, we explain what Rashi means, v'alshim aschach kuyosu. In other words, lafukeo in Rabbi Yashe. So there are no psulim in regard to facts. All right, let's see, let's turn to the Rambam and this Rashi. The Rambam and the Rambam. Vishachamson Yehuba Mitzilson. Kosat Rashi, Hamuet Botet Rok, Vareyu Kimishayne. That's the Roshna Rashi. In other words, why do we say that Hamson Yehuba Mitzilson is possible? Because if the sun is more than the shade, so then the muet is but below. What is the muet? The muet are the kind, the schach. And what is the hole? The hole is avia. I mean, why is it chamso meruba mitzilson? In other words, you don't cover it heavily enough. So in melee, there is more sunshine than shade. So that means that the kami are the muet, vis-a-vis the avia. that is the movement. So I should say, the kanima voto biro, vareu kiri shame, val shema sach kulisu. Now it doesn't, Rashi does not mean the general din of Peter Biro. The general din of Peter Biro has reference to a situation where they have tarubis. If it's Nikalisa, there is no biro. Here, it's certainly Nikalisa. Let's say, what do we call the Isa? Yad. And the Hefer, so we call the Kama. But you see, here is our real here. I mean, it's not the Tahubes. So when Rashi says, Hamule Boto Biro, he doesn't have reference to the general deal of the Biro. It's a special halacha. In other words, that seems the tail is less to the Hamo, so Arei Kimishe. Arei Kimishe. So it is considered as if there is no sin. This is what Rashi means. I mean, that's obvious. Rashi certainly couldn't mean the general rule of law, because the general rule of law only applies to a case where there is a tarubis. But where it's Nikar Israel, I can identify this is Hepta, this is Israel, so then there is no big. But here, even though we can identify, you take a look at on top of the sutra, you see, here is Abel, here is Ikar, here is Akar. So there is no tarubis. But Rashi means, Hamuet Bokaburo, Varek Mishay, it seems. The shade is less than the sunshine, so melee it's not even recognized, so we consider it as if there is no shade, as if there is no sense of character. And that's the essential feature of schach, that the schach has to give shade. If the schach doesn't give shade, so it's no schach. Alright, now let's see the round. Kosa Rashi now, Hamuet Bot Borot. והריו כמישהו, ולרוצו לימא, של רמסר, ולא ירוצו לימא שהשכח המועט, ינפוק לגמרי ולימא מבולה, ויהיו כאילו אין שום שכח כלל, כמו שאומרים מי שפוסד כך, תעמדי על כמה פרק היושן, למסליס מלחם סוכר בעד אופן, אבל אם במיילו, המסוכה והמבולה, כי אדום אינו, כי זו זה מריאו, כי איסטר מותח, החליב יחי אדובי אין כאן מועד שנתבטל לגבי המרובו אלו מציאו סדר למעט הכל שנתבטלו לגבי חמסו שירובו ממנו Now let's see the Gemara that holds in order to understand the Ram we have to go over the Gemara that holds on now the first mission, our mission, mentions the halacha that Chamso, that is Sukkah, in which Chamso is the Ruba Mitzilso is Tzur. Another mission, in the second theory, mentions the converse of this, that if the Sukkah is Silso, the Ruba Mechamso, so it's Tzur. Our mission tells the Deen that if the Sukkah is Chamso, the Ruba Mitzilso is Tzur. The converse of this halacha. That if Isuke is Silso, Meruba Mechamso, is Sheiko, is mentioned by a mission in the second. So Gemara raises a question. After the first two doubts, it's about the middle of the page. We should Silso, Meruba Mechamso, Sheiko. Hoki Adon Epsu. From the Roshna Mishnah, the implication in the mission in the second page is that it's kosher only if the tail of the Sheiko is more than that. But suppose it's equal, the shade and the tzeir, the shade and the chamo are the same, so then it's possible. This is the implication of the mission in the second verse. But the implication in the mission in the first verse, our mission, the first mission, v'shechamso meruba mitzil soksulo, hoki ador tzeir. So that way there is an apparent conflict between the implication in our mission, which spells out that Chamso Meruba Mitzilso Yitzo, but Chamso Keitzilso Yitzheko, and the implication in the Mishnah in the second day, which spells out Tzilso Meruba Mechamso Yitzheko, Ho, Chamso Keitzilso is Yitzheko. So there is an apparence here. Our Mishnah implies that Tzilso Kechamso is Yitzheko, And the Mishnah second parak implies tablets were always the implication in our mission in the first period, which says that Hamso Ketilso is Psulo, so as reference to the case where it's on top. So there is, it's the same, in other words, he puts down. So let's say each kane, the width of each kane is 1 inch, so he puts on top on the suki a kone that has the width of 1 inch, then he leaves vacant space of 1 inch, then he puts another kone 1 inch, then again vacant space 1 inch, and then again a kone with the width of 1 inch. So in other words, the sum total of the vacant spaces is equal to the sum total of the total widths of all the kone for each other. So the mission, our mission, the first parak implies that in such a case, it's possible when each other. So it has reference to the case where each other on top. So it's possible. But, and when the mission, the second parak, says that it's kosher. So he says, how did I can cargo the psulo? In other words, when the Mishnah second thing that implies that if it's equal, so it's possible, so it has reference to the case where we show on top. Remind them. Kishayesh bin Kone Kone, Kim bin Kone, Afin Mitzun Tzomzu, Livisha Hamasa Avya Rehaz Boret, Richo Bahar Bin Atzeh, Shonsach, Behold, the Daikino, Kiado Bechevo, and the implication in our Mishnah, the first thing, that if it's Shabbat Bishop, so it's kosher only when it's Hamsa Merubim, it's also possible. But if it's the same, so then it's kosher. Also, our Mishnah is reference when it's the same in the bottom and the ground. So why? So he says, look at your own matter. Shechamu v'tzeyu shovim. V'yodua she'akonim rechovim minu avi. V'yodua she'akonim rechovim minu avi. In other words, so the Gemara says, why? Haydam Chayinche, Jesus and Muriel, Jeister and Lotas. This is what people say, that if you have a conic that has the width of a Zeus, in other words, not a conic, if you have vacant space in the size of the width of a Zeus on top, so that will produce shade at the bottom in the size of his cellar, which is much more than the size of his Zeus. So Mimele, according to Rashi's chart, it follows that actually in order that the sukkah should be shelo, so on top, the sum total of the width of the kanim should be more than the sum total of the vacant spaces. Because if the sum total of the vacant spaces on top is equal to the sum total of the width of the kanim, so then there will be more sunshine at the bottom than shade, because every unit of avir on top will produce more than a unit of sunshine at the bottom. But so we see that according to Rashi's pshat, so in case where on top you put, let's say, one konek in the width of an inch, and then vacant space in the width of an inch, and then another konek in the width of an inch, and then vacant space in the width of an inch, and then another konek in the width of an inch, and again vacant space in the width of an inch. So the sum total of the vacant spaces is equal to the sum total of the widths of the kanim. So then it's possible. In order to be kosher, so the sum total of the widths of the kanim has to be more than the sum total than the sum total of the vacant spaces. This is a contrast. Let's see what Taisi says here. Now Taisi, see a doctor based on this. Jesus and Leo Kirister on the Tats. Kishenege for of Nomayo, Kishio Zeus, Hamson Lubo Mumato, Kishio Sel, Tarkir Ricotres, the each of the town that after the good way to Ohe, who says that? Jesus and Leo Kirister on the Tats. Rafot, and Pope himself says, Miriam, Poet Gale is Mutter. Now we got the Shabbos, we have the Mechites, in order to be allowed to be without there. So there is a Ohe. Suppose on one side the mechitza, you have the number of pierces, and the sum total of the pierces of the holes or the vacant spaces in the wall, in the fence, is more than the so-so, so then it's no mechitza over there. So what if the sum total of the pierces in a certain fence is exactly equal to the so-so? So there is a machlekes between Rav Pote and Rav Pote and Rav Yishua. So Rav Pote and Rav Yishua says that Poritz Keine is possible. It has to be a Merubah. And Rav Pote says Poritz Keine is kosher. As long as the Poritz is not more than the Eime, so it's kosher. And Rav Pote holds that Poritz Keine is kosher. Poritz Keine is kosher. So Memele, according to Rav Pote, so takes this, assumes that according to Rav Pote that Gabi Mechitzes, Poritz Geime, that Poritz Geime is kosher. So that means when the Poritz is the same as the Eimet, so it's considered as if the Eimet is Merubah Lapoitz, so it's kosher. The same thing should be applied to Schachot. So if the sum total of the vacant spaces in the Schach is equal exactly to the sum total of the Sosom of the weeds of the Kami, it should be kosher. Why should there be a difference between Mechitzes and Tzach? So, how is it that Rav Pope says here, Hanidam, Rinchik, Zuzam, Rinchik, Yisrael, Rinchachas? So, if the sum total of the vacant spaces in the Tzach is equal to the sum total of the widths, of the Kali, so then it's possible, but by Mechitzes it's kosher. So, by Tzach it should also be kosher. That's one kosher. And then the second kashi, he said, so which Ram Tamra Popiko Vidor is the Ramir, was he in Mutter? Was a man passing with a sorry? And we passed like a pot. Wait, because you are very common in Kushi, the Amdinish and the Kori Pogas and the Susi Israel. Our Israel Pogas, we Susi, the Morris institution that people call Hefizus, the Copista. So in other words, so that means that it is assumed that the designs of Hefizus is less. I mean, it's not Muhammad. So sometimes it could be a lesser value, but it could have a bigger size. But Jesus assumes that if it's a lesser value, so maybe it's a lesser size too. So Jesus says, God the ancient called the Paukes and Jesus Easter, how the Easter Porat Jesus, and according to Rashi, Rashi explains to Rakoke says, Jesus and Leo the Easter Mutahas, that every unit of air, of vacant space on top, produces a unit plus more than a unit of sunshine. So that means that Easter is more than Jesus. And from more intuition you see that Easter is less than Jesus. Alright. So then for Shamatan. Kamil Mayo Michelini do Abio Mil Mayo. Kiagode is Kseo. Poles came in his post. It has to be in the Rugala poles by Stach. Even according to Rapop, and we pass that. Rabotam says no, that Mechitzes and Stach is Hanach. So just as Ligabi Mechitzes, we, Rapop says, and we pass like Rapop, that poles came in his kosher. So Gabi Stach, poles came in his kosher. So that words, if you put a cannon, 1 inch wide, and then you leave vacant space, 1 inch wide, and then again a kami 1 inch wide, and again vacant space 1 inch wide, and if you measure it mathematically, and you make sure that the sum total of the vacant spaces, the poles, is exactly equal to the sum total of the soso, of the width of the kami, so then it's possible. But when one Mishnah implies that poles came with this kosher, so it has reference to a case where it is looked at from the same way. Somebody says stands on top of the ladder, and his position is the same level as the kami, and he looks at it, and he sees that the sum total of the vacant spaces is equal to the sum total of the width of the kami. So then it's kosher, because Paul's aiming. Rapote says it, and we pass by that. But the other Mishnah that he writes, that is possible, has reference to a case where the observer doesn't stand on the same level as the kami. He doesn't stand on the ladder, but he stands on the ground, and he looks up. So then, if according to his observation, it appears that the sum total of the vacant spaces is equal to the sum total of the width of the kami, it's possible. Because when one looks up, when one looks from the bottom to a higher point, so everything looks smaller. Jesus mentions the motion. So, Kirch of God Bashamayim, David in Enukikoto. When you look at the skies, of course, there's a difference in the size that separates the observer who stands on earth and looks at the star and the distance between the position of the observer and the sky. But it's the same principle. So in Mele, the Mishnah that implies that if the sum total of the vacant spaces appears to the observer to be equal to the sum total of the widths of the kami, has reference to the case where the observer stands on the ground and then he looks. So then a naked vacant space is more inspired in the perspective of the one who stands on the ground. This is how Rabbi Tam explained it. But there is one point of difference, one fundamental point of difference between Rashi and Rabbi Tam. According to Rashi, so even if we know mathematically, we measure it, and we know that the sum total of the vacant spaces mathematically equals to the sum total of the widths of the canon, it's still possible. If we call it Rachel, and we pass it. In other words, there is a fundamental distinction according to Rashi between Mechitzes and Schach. Pomot came it is Mutter by Mechitzes, but by Schach, not. And according to Rambam, so since we pass it like a pocket in regard to Tfanis, that Pomot came it is Mutter, so Gabi Schach also, Pomot came it is Mutter. When one Mishnah implies that Pomot came it is possible, so it does not have reference to the case where the Pomot is came in. It has reference to the case where the poets appears to be equal to the inmate from the perspective of the person who stands on the ground. So in other words, that's misleading. But if the poets is objective, gaining, then it's possible. So that's Shilata. Most ashamed agree with Rashi. Most ashamed agree with Rashi. And not with Rabbatan. And the Ram, on this Gemara, he mentions Ashashite, and he mentions Rabbatashite, and then he's Machia like Rashi. And he says that there is no equation between Mechitzes and Tzach. According to Rabbatam, there is an equation between Mechitzes and Tzach, just as the Gabi Mechitzes, Rabbatam says, and we pass by that, that Poet's Gemi is alright, so Gabi Tzach is also alright. So he says, no. There is no equation. In regard to the case, so the Ram is made. I mean, that's an impossible. Everybody is made to death. If it's not a question of Schach Avir, Schach Avi, but suppose you put a kone of wood that is 1 inch wide, then you put a bar of metal, of iron, that is 1 inch wide. That's possible. Then again, a kone, 1 inch wide. Then again, a bar of metal, 1 inch wide. Then again, a kone, 1 inch wide. And then again, a bar of metal, 1 inch wide. So the Ram says, in such a case, in total, so the sum total of the width of the kone is equal to the sum total of the width of the bars of metal. In other words, the schach consists of a combination of schach kosher and schach kosher. So since we pass like a pocket, that poet's game is muta by Tfani, so kosher to possible. By Schach is also alright. But when it's a question of alternating Avi with Schach, so then the aloha of Rapope poet's game is kosher, has no application. Because the aloha of poet's game is kosher implies that when the poet is exactly the same as the inmate, so then our Bedin is considered as if the inmate is one. Even though mathematically is the same. But our Bedin, if the poet is not in much more than the inmate, then we consider it our Bedin as if it's completely inmate. As if the inmate is more and the male, we consider it as if it's completely inmate. So the same principle we can apply to the case where you alternate metal and kone. 1 inch kone, 1 inch metal, 1 inch kone, 1 inch metal, 1 inch kone, and so on. So then, according to Rapope, the way we pass it, so to be kosher. And that's the normal progression of the discussion. In the second pair, discussion. Mashiri came when you alternate schach with avia. So there, the basic aloche is that at the bottom there should be more shade. At the bottom there should be more shade than sunshine. So anyway, we cannot apply the principle of our project. Now let's turn again to this Ram and our Rashi. Because of Rashi's out, Hamuel Potabirot, Vareim Kimishay, Vinirotzoleima, Shas Hamuel, Yei Potuligamre, Vireim Amigure. ויהי כאילו אין שם שכח כלל לא וכמי שרוניסי מי שכוסף כן so the pshat in Rashi is not when Rashi says אבו מועד בו תגורו in other words that he fantak so it is the width of the kind is less than the width of the avi, of the vacant spaces. So the male, the canon is but wall in the avi, but shame, the rots of the Hamlet, but the damn the bamboo, the killing shum schachlau, uchmisho, she was up game. So there is someone who explains it. So he says, no, that's not the pshat. The Amunah, the Tam Pirkei Avos, we must listen to Chamsa Dramatico, our Mishnah, which says that Chamsa Merubah Mitzilso is possible. The implication being that Chamsa Ketzilso is kosher, so has reference to the case where Chamsa is Ketzilso at the bottom. Avol in the Milo, Hamisuchach Behamikule, Ke Adorin Inu, Kizuze Miriam, Kizuze Miriam, so how can we explain Rashi that way? That Rashi means that the business why comes on the world until so is possible because the new coming is bottom in the Ovari. Because according to Rashi's chat, that forbids, so even if the coming and the Avir are shoving, it's still possible. Because there will be more sunshine than shade at the bottom. So you could not say, so in the case where on top you put a kone 1 inch wide, and then avir 1 inch, and then a kone 1 inch wide, and then avir 1 inch, and so on. So then it is possible. Why? Because at the bottom there will be more sunshine than shade. But on top, you cannot say that the Miut Kanim is bottom of the Rabbah. There is no Miut Kanim. It's Shome Mishome. So maybe we cannot explain that way in Rashi, because Rashi is Shitos. So, this is what he says. The Rabbah will come to the Kayosh and the so then it's possible. But it's Kayadodin. So how can you say that the Miut Kanim is bottom in the Rabbah? In the Rav Aviyah, there is no Rav Aviyah. There is no Miut Kanim. Each other is the same size, the Aviyah and the Kanim. So, Kikiyista and Otachas, Yechim the Chavodin Yuk, and you can't wait to move out of the Aviyah and Gula. So, what is the Pshat Rashi? Elo, Mitzil Tzol de Mimatiko, she Ptebo in Gabi Chamso, she Ruban. So when Rashi says, Hamuyet Bokhid Rov, he means he doesn't have reference to the tangible Kanim Muet, his bottle in the tangible Avia Rov. He means that the intangible Shade Muet is bottle in the intangible sunshine. That's what he means. So he said, 1 second, the Avot Abdul Abdul Boy, Sheyas Ach Meitzel Tachto. Because the Gemara says that according to Oman Doma, so the machlek is between. So Kabzeira says that the reason is why Sukoshi in Mayo, Mesrimamo is possible. Sukoshi in Mayo, Mesrimamo is possible. Because if it's in Mayo, Mesrimamo, so then the shade is produced not by the schach, but it's produced by the farm. In other words, if it's not more than Daladamas, so it's a relatively narrow Sukhi. And very tall, more than half amo, so then the substantial shade results not from the sach, but from the twan. So, and we need the tzedel that should result primarily from the sach, not from the twan. And Rabbi Yudah says that Mayu half amo is kosher, because he says it doesn't make any difference whether the shade results from the sach primarily, or which results from the twang primarily. So he says, "Apilu da'av adav the rabbi doli boi sheyasach meitzatach." It's not indispensable that the sach should produce primarily the shade. It's all right even if the shade is produced primarily by the twang. But the chol apoches rabbi doli is also made it. Shade has to be produced. So sheyasach meitzatach kiv shumachshir amal mesamamo kibuchan morim. But Mashenke, Eve, and Tab, Ishobe Bishobe, the tangible coming, Ishobe Bishobe, with the tangible Avir, so maybe the Baden, so the intangible sunshine is more than the intangible shade, so maybe it's possible, even the contrary. Die sieben Maßgissen der Wadron, auf dem hohen Bäuerische in den Mädchen, wie kommt sie, haben sie, die hohe Beziehung sehen, ein kann sie. Na, wo der Rahmen Menschen, so der Rahmen kommt auch, der tun schön mit dem Sehen, der tun rasch ist es, ja, haben sie, die hohe Beziehung so, das suche ich zu, because I'm wet, it's but for all, that it means that the tangible can wet, is bottle, in the tangible raw water, that's not a fact. Why? Because according to Rashi, and the Ram happens to agree with Rashi. But he mentions, so the Pshat is not that the tangible coming with is bottle in the tangible Aviro. Because according to Rashi, even if there is no tangible muet of coming, even if the tangible coming is Shobe Shobe with the tangible Aviro, so it's still possible as long as the body. As long as the body, so the intangible sunshine is more than the intangible shade. So what's the Pshat in Rashi? Mu'ed means the intangible shade at the body is bottled in the raw intangible sunshine. But he says, he mentions a Rishon, Uchmoy Shavoy Yisi in Shekosaki. So obviously that Rishon will agree with the Shiva of Hamadan. Will agree with the Shiva of Hamadan. So, I mean, but Rashi couldn't have that Pshat because Rashi is Chilkan Rabbi. Now, anyway, so we see that there is a machlekes, in regard to the deal mentioned in our mission, that if Chamso is Mehuba Mitzilso, so it's possible. Now, and we pass through all the Shem pass like that. So the question is, what does it mean, Chamso Mehuba Mitzilso? According to Rashi and the Ran and most of the Shem, so it means, if the sunshine is more at the body than the shade is at the body, even though on top the tangible coming have the same size as the tangible area, so it's still possible. According to Ramatan, no, it's not possible. According to Ramatan, if the tangible coming are equal with the tangible avir, even though at the bottom. So the intangible sunshine is more than the intangible shade. So it's possible. Now we have to understand what the machlokes is about. Now, the Ran and the Ran in discussing the Gemara that forbids Susan Rio Kisra and Tachas. So he's Machia Lakashi, and he says that the Trafopis king of Paul's game is mutter has no application to the case where you have Avir alternating with Kam. It has application to the case where you have Schachkos alternating with Schachkosh, but not to the case where Avir alternates with Kam. Why? So he says, because they are in Suke, so the basic question is, does it have tzeitzu? Does it have tzeitzu? And so the male, even though, according to Rapopi, so when the Aeneid and the poles are the same, so then it's considered as if it's completely Aeneid, Mimele, it has application to Schach also, where the Schach possible alternates with Schach Kosher, you have a Kone 1 inch wide. Then you have a bar of metal 1 inch wide, and a Kone 1 inch wide, and a bar of metal 1 inch wide, and so on and so forth. And the sum total of the Kone is the same as the sum total of the bars of metal. So then it's Kosh. Why? Because Rapopi says poles gaming is mutter. That means that when poles, that not only when the image is actually in the Rugala poles, so we consider as if everything had been made. But even when the poles is exactly like they made, so we consider as if everything is able. So here we have Schachmosha of a certain size and Schachmosha. So we consider as if everything is Schachmosha. As if everything is Schachmosha. That's the Mashenke when it's a question of Avir and the Kone, Avir and the Kone, Avir and the Kone. So then the basic requirement is that there should be Tzeitzu Gerbah. So it has to be completely shaved. But if the shade at the bottom is more than the sunshine, So there it's considered completely shady. And even if it's not more, but it's the same. At the bottom, so it's also considered as if it is, as if it were completely shady. So we see that according to the Ram, the basic requirement is not, the basic requirement is not that that there should be, there should be more schachtenab, or Chalapach has the same quantity of schachesab. But the basic requirement is that there should be more shade than zonji. Mimayot kontrafpape, if jobe shobe, so it's also considered as if the shade is more than the zonji. Now, I would like to know, according to Rabbi Yashi, that is definitely true, beyond the shadow of doubt, that according to Rabbi Yashi, if the chamso is mehuba mitzilso as a result of the tvanim, because there are so, too many pirzes in the tvanim, so then it's possible. What would be, now, according to Rabbi Yashi, and according to the Marshal's pshat in Tesis, now the Marshal says that Tesis is chelik al Rabbi Yashi, and the Tesis holds that if according to Rabbi Yashi, So the psukim that apply to schach do not apply to tvanis. According to the Marshal of Jesus. So the Mele, even according to Rabbi Yashi, who says that if Hamso is Meruba Mitzilso, so Machmas tvanis, it's possible. But you can use as a deifen even something that is not legal enough. Now, you cannot use glass for strach. You cannot use glass for strach because it's not going to count. Yes, it's not going to count. You cannot use it for strach. But for tvanis, you can use it. According to Rabbanu, certainly you can use it. According to Rabbi Yashi, so according to Rabbi Yor, you couldn't use glass as tvanis. You couldn't make it. I saw many suggests that the tvanis were made of total glass. So, according to the Rabbi Yor, according to Rabbi Yashi, such a sugya would be possible. Because glass is not always hard. It's not the very hard. Now, so according to Rabbi Yor, you cannot use it for tvanis either. But according to the Marshal's pshat in Tesis, so you, Rabbi Yashi is made it that there are no psukim in tvanis. There are no psukim in tvanis. So glass could be used for tvanis. But according to Rabbi Yashi, if the chamso is meruba mitzilso, as a result of the tvanis, then it's possible. Now, everybody knows that if you use, let's say, glass, if you use glass as a deifen, say, if there is the sun is out, so of course, it will be chamso meruba mitzilso, because the sun will penetrate through the glass. Would that be kosher according to Marshal's pshatim? Of course, according to Rabbi Yashi, it's certainly possible. Because glass, according to the Rabbi Yor, is possible for tvanis, according to Rabbi Yashi. But according to Marshal, Shach Tesis, so according to Marshal, even Rabbi Yashi is made that while the psul of Chamso Meruba Mitzilso applies to the tvanis, but anything can be used for a deifen. Glass can be set up as a deifen for a sukkah. Suppose you made the tvanis out of glass. Out of glass. And then, so it will be completely social. It will be chamso meruba mitzilso because glass does not obstruct the sun from coming. If, let's say, according to Rabbi Yashi, if you set up candle and very thin candle, and you remove one corner from the other by a distance of less than 3 feet walking, 10 feet walking, so, and as a result, there will be chamso meruba mitzilso because of the abundant vacant spaces in the tvanim. So then according to Rabbi Yashi, the sukkah is possible because it's chamso meruba mitzilso. Suppose there are no vacant spaces. There are no vacant spaces. But the tvanim are made of glass. The tvanim are made of glass. But there are no vacant spaces. It's completely compact. No vacant spaces whatsoever. But even so, it's chamso meruba mitzilso. Will the sukkah, according to the Marshal, be kosher alone with Rabbi Yashi? According to Rabbi Yashi, I cannot even raise that question. Because according to Rabbi Yashi, it would be possible alone with Rabbi Yashi for the simple reason that glass is possible for a David. Because according to the Rasha, that is my with the Rabbi Yashi, glass is kosher for a neifer. But if it comes from the Rubber Mitzil, so machmas panes, then Rabbi Yashi says that it's possible. Now here, if the neifer consists of glass, so all the sun will come through the glass. It will become some of the so will it be kosher according to Rabbi Yashi or not? Now the shayla is this. What's the halacha of tzilson the woman comes? Well, tzilson king hamso, so that's told in the machlekes, according to tzilson king hamso, so that's told in the machlekes of Popen, and I mean according to Rabotam, it's told in the machlekes between Rabotam and Rabotam. But let's say the case where the hamso is before the tzilson. So then it's possible according to that. Hamso the woman tzilson. Does it mean that mamish because the hamso is meruba misilso because the sunshine is more than the shade that makes it possible, or the hamso meruba misilso, the psul of hamso meruba misilso, is only descriptive of the degree of sichuch that has to take place? In other words, you have to be misachichet so heavily that the tzei will be more than the sunshine. Right. If you just cover it with schach, you know, a piece of schach here, a piece of schach there, and as a result, because of the manner in which you put the schach, so there is more sunshine than tzeir, so that means you didn't cover it sufficiently. But suppose the halacha had been, suppose you find, I don't know, maybe it's possible to make a transparent substance out of something that is given around. Maybe it's possible today to do all kinds of things. So suppose it would be possible to make out of wood a substance that will be as transparent and will penetrate sunshine as much as glass. We cannot ask that child, suppose you are misachech with glass, because glass is not doing words. You cannot be misachech. But suppose you find a substance that is doing more, but it has the same properties as glass, and all the sun will penetrate through the sky, but you will cover it heavily. There won't be one iota of vacant space. So heavily it will become. But still, there will be full sunshine. But the sunshine at the bottom of the sukkah will take place not because of a diminution in the sikh, but because the sun penetrates through the sikh. So, I mean, I cannot give a concrete example except according to Rabbi Yashi and according to the Mashal. Because according to Rabbi Yashi, if it comes from the Guru Mitzilso as a result of the trials, so then it's possible, suppose you, in the court of the Bashar, that you can use a glass as according to the court of Rabbi Yashi as trials, and then there will be Chamsa Meruba Mitzilso, will it be kosher now? So the question is this: the halacha of Chamsa Meruba Mitzilso is possible, is a deal that is the Tzilso Meruba Mechamsa the essential requirement? No, or the tzitzon meruba mechamso is only descriptive of the degree of sichuch. In other words, if it's chamso meruba mitzilso, it means that it wasn't misuchach sufficiently heavily, not sufficiently heavily. But if it's tzitzon meruba mechamso, so that means that it was substantially misuchach. For Rayel, the sun doesn't even come in. But if the sun comes in, what nature? That it was very likely misuch. But if the sun comes in because the substance of the schach allows the sun to come in, so then it's kosher. I think that might be the machlekes between the Rabbetam and the Ram. The Ram, Rabbetam, is the kasha against Vashi. He says, since we pass by Kapo, the poles came in his mutter, so why does Rashi say that if on top he put the comment that is 1 inch wide, and then other 1 inch, then the comment 1 inch, then other 1 inch, then the comment And the sum total of the vacant spaces of Abi is equal exactly to the sum total of the weights of the camel. Of the camel. So a contraction is possible. But Paul's game. So Ramatam says in Rabbi it's kosher. Because Paul's game is mutter. What does the Ram say? No. The principle of Paul's game has the same thing like any Mughala Paul's. Has application to mechitzes, it has application to schach in regard to the case where you alternate schach also with schach kosher, but it has no application to the case where you alternate abir with schach. Why? Because where you have abir, and then, so the important question that we have to determine is whether at the bottom there is an option. So that way, so we see that according to the Rami, it's the same suke that is important. There has to be change in the body resulting from the sun. So even if it's so according to the Ram, it appears, that's how it seems to me, that even if it will be heavily covered with sun, but the sun is that kind, consists of that kind of a substance that allows the sun to penetrate, to go through, it's still normal. So we may call it Rabbi Yashi and according to Mashal, that less even according to Rabbi Yashi can be used as anything. But according to Rabbi Yashi, if it becomes Hamsom Ruler with Zilson because of the trials, so then it's possible. So here it's also possible. It's also possible. Mashiach the sheep of Abnetam is Abnetam applies the same principle of Rav Popper that Rav Popper says in connection with the Chitzes, that if Paul's came in. If poets came in his mood. Why? Because if poets is came in, so it's considered as if it had been Rubella poets. Rubella poets. So the Tao says that he fantastic. The poets and aiming, the total width of the camp is exactly equal to the total width of the vacant spaces. So then it's kosher. Even though in such a situation, so at the bottom, the actual sunshine will be much more. Will be much if it, so the actual sunshine will be much more than the shade. Still it's kosher, but we have no tzeisuke. The answer is the requirement of tzeisuke is only descriptive of the degree of sichur. But if it is mostly covered, more is covered than open. And when it's equal, so according to Rav Popper, it's considered as if more is covered than open. So it's all right. So who cares about the fact that in the bottom there is no tzitzit? That appears to be the machlekes between the Ram and Rav. All right, now just one. Now no, come on. More issue go beyam yeschim am gemayit. So. If a mobe is gobeya meskunamo, so he has to reduce the height of the mobe. Now let's see that. Mobe ishu gobeya mobe ishu so sumishon is godi. Vireishi posuach mishu sarabi. Vichatei vichu sukhesle. Vyeitse ishu bois mishu sarabi. Harei hu mishu sayochi mishu chatei vichu. Vyosu chachomim leitzi mishu se mishu schaveirei. Vyoyeiru. שהחציר יצחו לחס רישוס לעצמו והמו ורישוס מכולות ויצריכו בו אישית ולהשתת את כל החציר בפס וביין ולניח השית וביחס מהחציר ולפי שאין לו ינחיצה רביס וכל רגול יזדנו רישוס הרבי יצריכו הקר ורישי הפסוע רישוס הרבי או אם לכי זוקו וקירו מקיסר לקיסר אם גובה הקירו מייסר העמו צו יומי תזיאש. Now Rashi mentions here kama basic halachas in Shabbos. In other words, where do we find the relevance of mobe? That's Ligabi Shabbos, Ligabi Tum. So Midr I say it's also to be mitalte from Rishus Hayochim to Rishus Rabin or from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Hayochim or to carry Dalet Damis in the Rishus Rabin. But to carry Dalet Damis in the Kamelis in the Mokim Tum, it's Mutar Midr I say. To carry from Carmelis into a Rishus Hayochid or from Rishus Hayochid into a Carmelis is put up in the eyes. We don't have now. So Rashi Shita is that if you have three mechitzes gmuras. Even though the fourth side is completely porous, completely open, three walls, and the fourth side is completely open, completely porous. So it has a halishem, which is a yochid bilas. The Rambam is saying that much. The Rambam shiti is that liberal say you need four mechitzes. And if you have a reshus, if you have a certain piece of space that is enclosed by three walls, and the fourth wall has nothing, so then the right thing is considered the walking tool. So you are allowed to carry our damas with the right, because only in a vicious rabbi you are not allowed to carry with the right. And you are allowed to be made from that domain that has just three walls and no nothing in the fourth side. You are allowed to bring over, to carry over from that rishus into a rishus ayochim that has four walls. Why? Because in order to be considered a rishus ayochim, that I say it must have four walls. The only difference between the fourth wall, the fourth side, and the first three sides consists in this, that the first three sides have to be mechitzes gmuras. Whereas the fourth side does not require anything more. Just the pole. Just the pole. 10 fochet. High. Is enough. So if you have three mechitzes, if you have a mechitze here, a mechitze here, a mechitze here, and here it's open, but you put a pole on the fourth side, the height of 10 fochet, so then it becomes converted into the shayot and the rice. But until you set up a pole in the lechit, on the fourth side, so then, even though we have three solid walls on the Mizrah side, on the Dorim side, on the Tzokhi side, but the Maghreb side is completely open.
August 26th, you're with Rabbi Aaron.